Hello, Booers. It's Salwa here with Alice. Boo! Who's in the sling on my back. And I just thought I'd give you a quick update.
Boo!
On how we got on today with the back carrier. Another bush there. Seems to have a habit of walking into bushes while booing. Oh, well. Goes with the territory, I suppose. I took my first bus journey today with Alice in the back carrier. Obviously, I'd done it quite a lot before with her in the front, not so much in the back. I'd kind of held off doing it, I suppose, for a couple of reasons. One of them was that I was worried that she wouldn't be safe because I'd be so far near the edge of the seat that I'd be kind of almost falling off and that she might come down with me. And the other thing that I was worried about was getting funny looks from civilians, as I call them, sighted people, I suppose, and the general public. And, I did get a few comments and attention and stuff like that. But in general, I kind of got on quite well with it. So she was totally safe. And she was totally comfortable. Only drawback was that I wasn't very comfortable. I was safe, but not very comfortable. And I had to sort of grab onto the bell pole, as it were. Are you hungry, darling? Are you saying banana? Good girl. So I had to grab onto the bell pole, which wasn't great. And for anybody that would be using a carrier, a back carrier, or swapping from a front to a back carrier, I don't really think that a bus journey longer than about 10 minutes would really be practical. Purely from a kind of comfort perspective, because I was a little bit uncomfortable for a while. So if anybody is thinking about switching from the front carrier to the back carrier, then perhaps consider whether you might want to use the front carrier if you're going on a long bus journey rather than the back carrier. And but if you're going on the train, it should be fine because you can take the carrier off and put it somewhere, or you can take the baby out. And, yeah, we're home and you're hungry, aren't you? But you can take the baby out. So that's not so many, won't pose so many problems on the train. Alice is doing copious food noises here that are indicating to me that she's very hungry. She's saying chicken now, so I better go. But take care and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.